and everyone.
大家午安。
May God's peace be with you.
愿神的平安与你们同在。
Today I'd like to look at a psalm that is very personal to believers throughout the centuries.
今天我和大家分享一个诗篇，是许多年来信徒们、基督徒们非常喜欢的一个诗篇。
And I'd like to recite this psalm to you, if I may, from a translation that I grew up with.
大家允许的话，我给大家来读一遍，用我熟悉的一个翻译。
It goes something like this. 耶和华是我的牧者，我无欠亏。伊予我倒伫青翠的草坡，带我行伫安静的水边。伊予我的灵静音，为着伊的名带我行伊的路。我虽然行过死荫的山谷，也无惊灾害，因为你甲我伫地。你的嘴、你的管安慰我，伫我对敌的面前，你甲我摆设筵席。你用油抹我的头壳，我的杯满出来，稳定甲自卑，的确对我到一世人。我要永远徛起伫耶和华的厝。Which psalm did I just recite? Psalm 23. That's right.
是诗篇第二十三篇。
Psalm 23 is about God's intimate involvement in the lives of His people.
诗篇二十三篇讲是讲到神在基督徒的生活当中与基督徒紧密的关系。
Good times, bad times, we experience God's leading and His presence in our lives.
无论是在我们的顺境还是在我们的逆境，我们都一直经历主与我们的同在和带领。
I hope that today God would use this psalm to speak to all of us, no matter where you're at in your spiritual life.
我希望今天神通过这段诗篇来告诉大家，不论你们处在什么的处境，他都与你同在。
So I'd like all of us to read today's passage first time in English and second time in Chinese.
下面我请大家来一起读这个诗篇，用英文，然后用中文。
Let's all stand and read the Word of God together.
大家起立来读。
Verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd.I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and your staff,They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
用英文，用中文读。耶和华是我的牧者。我必不致缺乏，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
May God bless the reading of His word.
愿神祝福我们读他的话语。
You can be seated.
大家请坐。
All of us are here because we want to grow in our faith in the Lord.
我们在这里的所有人都想在主里边来增强我们的信心。
All of us want to learn to trust God more.
我们都想要学习，让我们能够更多的信靠主。
What does that look like in our everyday life?
那么在我们日常生活当中，这到底意味着什么？
I believe Psalm 23 answers that question for us.
我认为诗篇二十三篇 回答了这个问题。
So here's the outline of today. Trusting God means not wanting.
那么我们今天的要讲的主题就是信靠主就是我们无缺。
Next slide.Trusting God means not wanting, and then trusting God means not fearing.
信靠主也是意味着无惧。
Trusting God means dwelling.
信靠主也意味着永住。
Not wanting. Our text starts out today by telling us, the Lord is my shepherd.
我们来看第一点无缺。今天的诗篇开始就讲到，耶和华是我的牧者。
In the English translation, you see the word the Lord capitalized L-O-R-D.
在英文里边，这个主这个字是大写的 L-O-R-D.
It means I am.
就是耶和华，就是我是。
In Exodus, God came to Moses in a burning bush, and he said, Moses, I want you to go back to Egypt and to deliver my people out of Egypt, out of slavery.
在出埃及记里边，神在紧急里向摩西显现，要呼召摩西，要带领以色列人出埃及。
Moses said to God, "Suppose they ask me, 'What is his name? What is your name? What should I tell them?'"
摩西就问神说，如果以色列人问你是谁，我怎么告诉他你的名呢
？Look at what God says, Exodus 3:14. He said to Moses, "I am who I am."This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you.
在出埃及记的三章十四节里，神对摩西说：“我是自由拥有的。”又说：“你要对以色列人这样说：那自由的打发我到你这里来。”
And what God's trying to tell Moses is, say to them, "I am." That means the great.God, He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
神告诉摩西，让他告诉以色列人说，我是那自由拥有的，就是意味着神是那起始，那末了。
I am the Creator who created all things.
他是那位创造者，创造万有。
I am the self-sufficient God. I don't need anyone. I don't need anything.
他是自由自足的，不需要任何东西，也不需要其他任何人。
God is greater than the concept of time. He is timeless.
神也是超越时间，是在时间之外。
He said to the Jesus said to the leaders of the Jewish leaders, the teachers. He says, "Before your ancestor Abraham was born, I." Not I was, right? I am, I am.
主耶稣在新约里跟犹太的教师有一段对话，说在你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕以先，我就存在。他说我是，这用的是现在时，不是过去时。
Our God, He is the one that never changes.
我们的神是永远不变。
And He did not just created all things, but He sustains all things.
他不但创造万有，他也托住万有。
The reason why we're still breathing is because God is sustaining us.
我们在这里之所以能呼吸，因为神在维持着我们这一切。
Our God is equal to none, and He deserves the worship of all created things.
世界上没有一个人或没有一个神像我们的神，因为他创造，他也托住万有。
He is the great.I am.
他是那个伟大的自由拥有的神。
See, because we have the great I am as our shepherd, we know that he knows our needs. We know that he will provide for everything we need.
因为我们有这一位自由拥有的与我们同在，作为我们的牧人，我们知道我们就不会有缺乏。
And he is our shepherd, we are his sheep.
他是我们的牧人，我们是他的羊。
What do we know about sheep? Commentaries tell us sheep are extremely helpless and defenseless.
羊是什么样？是意味着什么呢？羊有的解经家就说羊 是非常的无助，非常的软弱。
When they go drink water, their fur soaks up all the water and they drown.
有的时候他们在喝水的时候，他们的羊毛就吸满了水，很重，他们就掉到河里，会淹死的。
And they don't like fast moving waters. They don't like loud noises.
他们也不喜欢很快的激流，他们也害怕那些声音。
Commentaries tell us that sheep are very slow and not too bright.
解经家也说，羊动作也不是很快，也不很聪明。
Have you ever looked into the eyes of a sheep?
你们有没有仔细的盯住一个羊的眼睛看？
There's not much going on in there.
看不出什么有趣的东西。
Commentary tell us sheep are kind of dumb.
所以啊，解经家告诉我们说，羊实际上很笨的。
Wait, did the Bible just call us dumb?
是不是圣经说我们每个人都很笨？
Yes.
是的。
It's important for us to know that we are the dumb ones in this relationship.
所以让我们清楚地意识到我们与神的关系当中我们是那个笨的那一位。
He's the one that protects us. We are the ones that cannot go without him.
神是那一位保护我们的，我们是需要他、依靠他的那一位。
He's the one that knows all things. We're the ones that don't.
他是知道所有的一切，我们是什么都不知道。
He is the one in total control. We're not.
他是掌控一切，我们没有掌握一切。
See, it's important for us to know that we are sheep because if we don't remind ourselves that we are sheep, we act like shepherds.
所以我们要清楚的知道我们是羊。如果我们忘掉这一个，我们有时候会装作像牧羊人。
And you know the problem? Our problem is that very often we act like shepherds. We sit in the seat of shepherds. We try to control all things.
大家知道这个问题吗？很多时候我们想要作为牧人，我们就站在牧人的角度，他的位置上。
Any control freaks here?
我们这里中间有想要有很控制欲望的人吗？
Anybody married to control freaks? No, don't raise your hand.
你们的配偶是有控制欲望的吗？
See, sometimes we wonder why we get lost because we act like shepherds. We want to have all things in control.
有的时候我们好像迷失了路途，因为我们想要作为牧人，我们在带领自己。
God says, "Let me be the shepherd. You."Do your job, and I'll do my job.
但神告诉我们说，让我来做你们的牧者，你来做你的羊。
I will do the leading. Your job is to follow.
我来带领，你来跟从。
My job is to protect. My job is to provide for you.
我的责任是来保护，是来供应。
Your job is to trust me.
你的所要做的就是信靠我。
That's why verse 1 it says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack.
所以第一个经节就告诉我们耶和华是我的牧者，我不致缺乏。
It means we have everything we need because he is our great shepherd.
因为我们有我们所需要的一切，因为他是我们的牧者。
I'd like us to see these formulas, okay?Look at these formula. Jesus plus nothing equals everything.
这里我和大家来分享一个公式，就是耶稣加上零还是等于所有的一切。
Jesus minus everything still equals everything.
还有一个公式就是耶稣减去一切多余的，还是等于所有的一切。
Isn't that great?We have Jesus, the great shepherd, in our lives.
这真是很奇妙，因为我们有我们的大牧人主耶稣在我们生命当中。
The Lord is our shepherd; we shall not lack.
耶和华是我们的牧者，我不致缺乏。
Philippians 4:19 says, And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
在腓立比书四章十九节里，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
The Lord is our shepherd; we shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我不致缺乏。
Well, if you're like me, you say, "Well, I don't know. I still have a lot of wants. I still want a lot of things."
但是我们当中有人说，我还是有很多这样那样的需要和想法。
Look at Psalm 37:4.
大家来看一下诗篇三十七篇四节。
Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
又要以耶和华为荣，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
You want to give me the desires of my heart? Really? Really? He's going to give me everything I want?
他要把我所想所求的都给我，真的吗？
The latest iPhones?
最新的iPhone?
A BMW?
宝马车。
A house in an expensive neighborhood and a good school district?
在很好的一个社区，很好的学区，赐给我一个房子。
An accommodating and an understanding and attractive spouse?
给我一个通情达理又美丽的配偶。
He's going to give me totally obedient children?
赐给我很顺服的孩子，听话的孩子吗？
Oh, this is a good one. He's going to give me a high-paying but low-stress job?
给我一个高薪但又没有压力的工作。
He's going to give me an easy and comfortable life?
给我一个舒适安稳的生活。
You know the answer, right?
我们应该都知道答案。
No, this verse means he is going to give us, he's going to help us to desire what he desires for ourselves.
我们都知道答案不是。神的意思是要我们以基督的心为心。
When God is our shepherd, he cares and provides for us. We will not want things that are outside of his provision for us.
神是我们的牧者，他保护我们，供应给我们，我们在他所供应的一切之外，我们不再需要什么。
Yes, we still have wants, but we take our wants and we come before God and says, God, not my will, but your will be done.
的确我们还会有这样那样的欲望，但是我们要把这些放在神的面前，我们要按照神的旨意，而不是按照我们的旨意。
We bring our career before God.
把我们的工作来带到神的面前。
Our children, we bring them before God.
把我们的孩子带到神的面前。
Our plans, our future, we bring them before God.
把我们的计划，我们的未来带到神的面前。
Not my will, not our will, your will be done.
神啊，按照你的旨意。不要按照我的旨意。
Because、you're the great shepherd. You're my shepherd. I shall not want.
因为你是那大牧者，你是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Now think about it. A person who trusts God, he has no lack. Even though his life is not perfect, even if he doesn't have everything he wants, he has a sense of peace.
大家思考一下。当我们一个人完全的依靠我们的牧人，尽管我们的生活不是很完美，但是我们应该不致缺乏。
Because we know that God is in control, and He is going to do what is right at the right time in the right way, because He is our shepherd.
因为而且我们心里应该有平安，因为我们确信神在他定的时间，他的时间，他的地点，他会做出正确的判断。
Look at verses 2 and 3. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
我们来看第二节和第三节。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
Have you noticed that it's God, the shepherd, that does everything?
大家有没有意识到是我们的神，我们的牧人，他做所有的一切。
And when we trust in the good shepherd, we have peace. We reap the benefit of peace in our lives.
当我们信靠神的时候，我们就会有平安。
Brothers and sisters, if you look honestly in your life, do you see peace and contentment?
让我们来看我们每个人自己的生命是不是真的有平安满足。
I hope so, because Jesus is our great shepherd. We shall not worry. We have no want.
我真是希望每个人都是这样，因为主耶稣基督是我们的大牧人，我们必不致缺乏。
What else does trust look like in our lives? Number two, trust means not fearing.
那么信靠神意味着什么呢？我们今天的第二点是无惧。
Verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Wait a minute, I thought we're talking about green pastures and quiet waters. How come we're talking about valleys of shadow of death right now?
很奇怪，我们刚刚谈过青青的草地和安歇的水边，为什么现在要谈死荫的幽谷？
What's going on? I thought if I just follow Jesus, my good shepherd, then everything will be set, then there will be no valleys.
我以为只要跟随我们的好牧人，我们的主，我们就不会经历这些低谷，一切都应该很顺利。
God wants to remind us today that yes, yes, there will be valleys of life.
神在这里要提醒我们，在我们生命当中的确是有低谷。
Some of us are experiencing valleys of shadow of death right now.
我们当中也许有人正在经历死荫的幽谷。
God wants you to know that it's not because you've done something wrong.
神要告诉我们，不是因为你们做错了什么。
But He wants to remind all of us that He will never leave us nor forsake us.
他是要告诉我们，他不会离弃我们，不会抛下我们。
And we don't have to be afraid.
我们不应该惧怕。
See, that's a truth that we all need to hold on to. That our God, the great I am, He is trustworthy, and that we should fear no evil when we're going through the valleys of life.
这是神要我们知道的一个真理，就是我们的神是信实的神，他与我们，他领我们经过死荫的幽谷，我们也不怕遭害。
About 3 weeks ago, one of our elderly members of our church had a massive stroke and was rushed to the hospital.
大约三个星期前，我们有一个教会有一个老弟兄，他得了中风，进到了医院。
It's a she. So right there in the emergency room, and she had a coma.
是一个姐妹，是一个老姐妹。在医院里他就昏迷。
We prayed for her, we prayed with her, we whispered into her ears.
我们就与她一起祷告，我们向她祷告，而且对她的耳朵祷告。
We said, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for God, you are with me.
我们就和她说，尽管我们你在走过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为神与你同在。
Because we are God's sheep, He is our shepherd. We know that He is there with us.
因为我们是羊， 神是我们的牧者，他在带领我们。
Even though we are in a coma，
尽管他是在这个昏迷当中。
Even though we're dying，
尽管我们是在死亡当中。
We know that God will never leave us nor forsake us. He is with us。
我们知道神不会撇下我们，不会丢弃我们，他是与我们同在。
Brothers and sisters, in our darkest times, in our darkest valleys, this is the truth we need to hold on to.
所以在我们人生当中遇到最黑暗的时候，我们一定要把握住这个真理。
Our church, the topic of our vacation Bible school this year is on the power of God.
这个下暑期的圣经学校，我们教会的圣经学校的主题是神的大能。
And so throughout the week, our kids were taught lessons on God's power to provide, to comfort, to protect, and to love them.
我们这一两个月的时间，我们的孩子们就学习到神的大能是来供应、来保护。
Next slide, please. God's power. And so every day, as these truths were being stated and being taught,which is like many, many times throughout the day, the kids, they will have to respond by saying, hold on.
我们在教孩子这些课的时候，每天当他们学到这些真理的时候，他们就需要大声地说抱住。
And so, you know, God is powerful to provide for you. And everybody yells, hold on, like that.
然后我们跟孩子们说神有大能来供应你们，这些孩子们就要说我们要抱住。
God is so powerful, He loves you forever. Everybody else, hold on.
神有大能，他会爱你，爱你一辈子，这些孩子们就说我们要抱住。
And so, you know, it's like 50 times a day, right? So we're working in the church office.
所以每天这些孩子们都要重复这50多遍。
And we kept hearing all day, hold on there, and he's hold on and hold on. And what a great reminder that we all need to hold on to these important truths that God is powerful in our life.
我在办公室里就每天就听孩子们说这个抱住或者说是抓紧把握住的真理。
Now during VBS, they sing a lot of songs, but there's one song that really spoke to me, and I'd like to share this song with you.
在暑期的圣经学校里，孩子们学到很多的歌，其中有一首歌我印象很深。
It's called Faith.
是关于信心的歌。
Seems like there's so much to hold.
that last line, as I hold on to my faith, Jesus, you are what? Holding on to me.
这首歌的最后一句讲到 hold on， 所以我刚才翻译抱住，翻得不准确，应该叫坚持或者持守。那么最后一句就是，当我持守我的信仰，哦，主耶稣是因为你紧紧地抱住了我。
See, that's a beautiful truth that we all need to hold on to. As we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we're struggling. We're struggling to hold on to God. God, I can't make it without you.
所以啊，当我们在经历人生的低谷的时候，挣扎的时候，我们其实要紧紧地抱住神。
As we hold on to God, we realize, wait a minute, it's not me holding on to God, it's God holding on to us.
其实我们就会突然地意识到，不是我们在抓住神，是神其实已经在抱住我们。
And it's in those times, the deep valleys of shadow of death, it's in those valleys of life, oh, we experience God so intimately.
所以在人生的低谷，在那些沮丧的时刻，我们能真正的经历到我们的神。
That's why David, right here in verse 4, very interesting, he switched from addressing God as he to you in verse 4.
所以在第四节里，大卫他从第三人称的他改成了第二人称的你。
Do you see that?
大家有没有注意到？
Even though, yes, green pastures, quiet waters, we could address God as He. But in the deep valleys of shadows of death, we address God as you.
在青草地，在溪水旁，我们可以称呼神说是他，但是在经过死荫的幽谷，在这些泛滥当中，我们就称神你。
We've all heard stories, testimonies of how God's people, after their trials, after their challenges, they encounter God in such a personal way.
我们可能听过很多基督徒的见证，很多弟兄姐妹真正在经过试炼、经过苦难，他们与神真正有最亲密的。
And that's the experience that God wants all of us to experience in our journey of faith.
所以这是神希望我们每个基督徒都真能够经历的这样一个经历。
Lastly, what does trust look like in our lives? It means to dwell.
那么第三点，信靠神还意味着永住。
Verse 5 and 6, You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
第六节，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
All these blessings, all these abundant blessings that God bestow upon us, it is so much, this verse says, it's like, it's too much, it overflows, it spills out.
神给我们的恩典，这一切都丰丰富富，以至于太多了，这里写到福杯满溢。
Have you had times when somebody trying to pour you a drink, you know, a cup of coffee or tea or drink, and out of their good intentions, they pour a little bit too much, and you're like, oh, that's enough, thank you.
大家都有这样的经历吧？当人给你倒东西的时候，有的时候想多倒一些就太满了，你说够了，满了。
Have you had times when you experience God's blessing so much? You say, God, that's enough, thank you so much, I really appreciate it, thank you.
那我们有没有经历到神的恩典？说神的，你给我的恩典真是太多，太满了，够了。
And the rightful response of God's people is to dwell in the house of the Lord, meaning not to leave this place because it's too good, Where else would you go but simply to dwell, to stay?
对神丰富恩典的正确的回应应该是我们要永远住在神的殿中，因为这个殿，这个神的家太好了。
There's a difference between just stopping by and dwelling, right? Two different things.
那么留下和和这个住是不一样的概念。
Sometimes after a long road trip, our family likes to stop by Costco.
停留。我们家里有的时候会到Costco 去停留一下。
I don't know about you, but I never get tired of their hot dogs.
我很喜欢他们的热狗。
I like to put everything on it, and I even ask for extra sauerkraut.
它上面我要加所有的东西，包括那个酸菜。
And I like, you know, we like to go shopping at Costco as well on the way home, right? So get some shopping done.
所以在回家的路上，我们去Costco 也会去买些东西。
You know, as much as we enjoy Costco, we never stay too long there.
尽管我们很喜欢Costco, 但是我们在那里时间不会。待太长。
Because we get tired and we want to go where? Home. We want to go home.
我们会觉得很累，我们希望回到家里。
It's been a long day and we want to go home so we can get some what? Rest, right?
因为这一天已经很长了，我们想要回到家里去得到休息。
The Christian life, if you think about it, the Christian life is supposed to be about rest.
那么基督徒的生活实际上应该是关于安息。
Oh yes, we are called to serve God. We're called to be driven by God's purpose. But all that should come out of resting, resting in the Lord.
是的，我们基督徒是要来侍奉神，是要被神的旨意所驱使，但是我们生活的实质实际上应该在神里边有安息。
That's why verse 2 is very interesting. It says, "The shepherd, he makes me lie down in green pastures."
所以在我们看第二节里，他使我躺卧在青草地上。
Why does he have to make us lie down?
为什么这个牧者，这个神要让使我躺卧在青草地上？
It is said that in the Middle East, where camels they would travel long distance with heavy luggages.
说在中东里边用骆驼背很重的包袱，然后走很远的路。
And at times, at the end of a long journey in the evening, when it came time to unload their luggage.What happens was the camels would not bow. They would not bow down. They would not bend their knees.
那么走了一天的路，很远的路，到了晚上，到了地点要卸货的时候，但是这些骆驼却不愿意跪下来躺下来。
Because they're so conditioned to walking long journey, they're so conditioned, and when it's time to bow down, they just would not do it.
因为这些骆驼他们已经习惯了一直站着在走路，当他们应该停下来屈膝的时候，他们却不愿意。
And so it's not an uncommon sight to see drivers of camels taking sticks and go behind camels and start whacking their legs behind their legs.
那么就带骆驼的人就会，我们就会看到带骆驼人通常就用棍子在打那个骆驼的腿。
Sometimes even to the breaking of skin, whack after whack after whack.
就一次一次的打，甚至他的皮都打破了。
And then you see camels, they started to wobble and they whack, 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 and they start to go down.
你就会看到那个骆驼，它的腿就开始发抖，然后当一次一次打它的时候，它就慢慢慢慢慢慢就跪倒。
Eventually, they bow down They lower themselves so the owner, the drivers, can unload all their luggages, their burdens off their backs.
就这样，驱使这个骆驼就跪下，然后主人可以从骆驼身上把他的担子拿走。
Sometimes the good shepherd has to make us lie down so that he could unload the burdens of this world that we've been carrying on our shoulders.
所以我们的好牧人经常让我们躺下安歇，这样他可以把我们肩上这些世界上的这个重担能够卸下。
Jesus wants us to humble ourselves to the point where we say to him, "Yes, Lord, I am not the shepherd. You are my shepherd."
所以我们就意识到说，主啊，你是我们的牧人，我们是你的羊。
Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
在马太福音的11:21，这里讲到，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Where we're no longer striving and fighting and running and laboring, but we're simply resting in God's provision.
我们就不需要忙碌劳苦流汗抓世界上这些东西，我们只要在神里边得安息。
I love verse 6. It says, "Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life."
我特别喜欢第六节说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Wait, that sounds so contrary to our experience here on earth, because all our lives we strive, we labor.
这与我们在世上的学到的或者感觉到的不一样，因为在世上我们都要拼命，都要去劳累。
We're always grabbing, we're always fighting and chasing after God's blessings.
我们都是去努力，去来想要抓住、追随神的恩典。
But here it says, when we follow God, goodness, love, God's mercy will follow us, will chase after us.
但是这里诗人却告诉我们，当我们跟随我们的牧人的时候，神的恩惠慈爱会随着我们。
Brothers and sisters, what characterizes your Christian journey?
那么弟兄姐妹们，你们跟随主的里程的特点是什么？
Is it one of striving and laboring and working so hard all the time and gasping for air?
是忙碌，是劳苦，是流汗，是喘不过气来吗？
Or is it peaceful? Is it contentment? Is it resting in the Lord?
是平安，是满足，是有安息吗？
See, that's what the good shepherd wants to give us. John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full.
我们再看一下约翰福音第10:10和11，盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Today I invite you, if there's anyone here who hasn't received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Jesus wants to be your shepherd. He wants to take care of you.
今天我来邀请我们当中还没有接受主耶稣作为他的牧人的，邀请你让主耶稣基督成为你的好大牧人。
I also want to encourage all of us to acknowledge the fact that Jesus Christ, He is our shepherd. We are not the shepherd.
而且让我们每一个在座的人都知道， 主耶稣是我们的牧者，不是我们自己。
He loves us. He wants to take care of us. He wants to provide for us.
他爱我们，他希望保护我们，希望供应我们。
So what does it mean to trust God?
所以那么信靠主意味着什么？
Remember, number one, not wanting.
那么第一就是无缺。
Number two, not fearing.
第二点就是无惧。
Number three, to dwell in the house of the Lord.
第三点就是永住。
Let's pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us today.
亲爱的天父，感谢你今天向我们说话。
Lord, we want to admit that there's so much labor, there's so much striving and grasping, and Lord, we get so tired.
神啊，我们要承认，在我们生活当中有这么多劳苦，我们流汗，我们忙碌，我们喘不过气来。
We have to admit that it's because we ourselves try to be the shepherd. We want to be in control.
因为我们知道，都是因为我们自己想成为牧人，我们自己要掌控自己的生命。
Lord, thank you for reminding us today that you are so powerful and you love us so much.
我们谢谢你今天提醒我们，你是有这样的大能，你又爱我们。
We don't have to be afraid.
我们就不要惧怕。
We can simply trust you.
我们只要单单的来信靠你。
Lord, would you help us to do that? Would you help us to really put our faith in you and to trust you more?
求神帮助我们，让我们能够信靠你。
Help us to experience you in the dark valleys of life.
让我们在生活低谷的时候能够经历你。
So that when people look at our lives, they will see peace even in the midst of valleys.
让周遭人在我们遇到挫折低谷的时候还能看到来自你的平安。
They will smell the fragrance of trusting God in our lives.
周遭人能看到从我们身上发出信靠你的馨香。
So that they themselves would want to acknowledge Jesus Christ as their shepherd.
所以他们就会因着这些来信靠主耶稣，你自己成为他们的救主。
Lord, that's our prayer, is that you would be our shepherd.And that we would be your sheep to trust you.
我们今天祷告，愿你成为我们的牧人，我们成为你的羊，让我们信靠你。
And may we continue to be light, true light to this world.
也求我们成为光，成为在世上的真光。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.